Luke chapter 23, verses 32 to verses 43. So if you have a Bible, open it up there, and Tal's going to read for us. Thanks, Tal.
Chapter 23, verses 32 to 43. Two other men, both criminals, were also led out with him to be executed. When they came to the place called the Skull, there they crucified him, along with the criminals, one on his right, the other on his left. Jesus said, "Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they are doing." And they divided up his clothes by casting lots. The people stood watching, and the rulers even sneered at him. They said, "He saved others. Let him save himself if he is the Christ of God, the chosen one." The soldiers also came up and mocked him. They offered him wine vinegar and said, "If you are the king of the Jews, save yourself." There was a written notice above him which read, "This is the king of the Jews." One of the criminals who hung there hurled insults at him. "Aren't you the Christ? Save yourself and us." But the other criminal rebuked him. "Don't you fear God?" he said, "since you are under the same sentence. We are punished justly, for we are getting what our deeds deserve. But this man has done nothing wrong." Then he said, "Jesus, remember me when you come into the kingdom." Jesus answered him, "I tell you the truth. Today you will be with me in paradise." Amen.
Thank you, Tao. Thank you so much. If you want to keep your Bibles open there, we're going to be looking at that passage. Let me just pray and ask for God's help. Let me pray. Father, thank you so much that we can look at your word in our own homes this morning. We pray that you might speak to us through your word. Amen.
From Christchurch Camborne is now going to read the next section in Luke for us. So if you want to find Jemima and Emmanuel, there you go.
The Bible reading is taken from Luke chapter 23, verses 44 to 49. It was now about noon, and darkness came over the whole land until 3 in the afternoon, for the sun stopped shining, and the curtain of the temple was torn in two. Jesus called out with a loud voice, "Father, into your hands I commit my spirit." When he had said this, he breathed his last. The centurion, seeing what had happened, praised God and said, "Surely this was a righteous man." When all the people who had gathered to witness this sight saw what took place, they bent their breasts and went away. But all those who knew him, including the women who had followed him from Galilee, stood at a distance watching these things.
Thank you very much, Jemima. So we've just heard from the Bible about the death of Jesus. And one of the things that we heard, every detail matters. Every detail is important. Hold on a second, my video has stopped. Let's see if we can start it again. There we are. So we've just heard about Jesus. Every detail matters. Every detail could be the basis of a short talk explaining something about Jesus' death. And the detail we're going to focus on now is the curtain. I don't know if you noticed it. In the middle of this tragic scene, of this ominous scene of Jesus dying in darkness, suddenly there's mention of a curtain being torn in two. And it may be you're wondering what that's about. Now, we've been using the storybook, The Garden, the Curtain, and the Cross at Emmanuel to think about the Bible's big stories for the last couple of weeks. And we've got that's going to help us set some of the scene for what this curtain is doing. So let me just get the PowerPoint back up. And there we go. So the temple curtain, which you can possibly see on the right there, with warrior angels, reminded people that God said, "It's wonderful to live with God, but because of your sin, you can't come in. It's wonderful to live with him, but because of your sin, you can't come in." And the tree on the left reminds us that this curtain has been around for a long time in the Old Testament. In fact, the way it puts it in the storybook that we've been using is babies became grown-ups. And had babies, and those babies became grown-ups and had babies, and those babies became grown-ups and had babies. Hundreds of summers and winters passed by, and the keep-out curtain stayed in the temple. So we have this situation where God lives among his people in the temple. That's what the temple in Jerusalem was about. God was living there, a wonderful place, but no one could come in and see God because all of us had sinned. And the curtain is the keep out sign. For hundreds of years, for hundreds and hundreds of years, the sign was there. God was near and wanted us to come into his wonderful presence, but we couldn't come in because of our sin. Now, there are some barriers that we can break through by human effort or by technology. So let's use the chat again now if you want to. So if anyone knows what that is, put it down in the chat and think about what barrier was it that it broke through. So let's see on the chat. There should be lots of things coming up. I think people are getting the right answers, but I'll give you a little bit more time. What is that and what barrier did it break through? Okay. Did many of you got that it's Concorde, the first passenger plane to break through the sound barrier? So we can break through a physical barrier. Now, I asked if children wanted to send in some videos, and they have. So we've got some videos, which I hope are going to work, of children breaking through barriers in their house. So thank you to the Twist family and the Dilly family. Hold on, I need to share this right. So check that we're actually optimized for sharing. Okay, let's see if this works. Children breaking through the barrier. Number one. And because what Big Brother does, everyone else has to do. Oh.
Go.
So that's three on the same path. And then we've got one more from the Phillips. Children bring through the barrier. Brilliant. Thank you so much, children, for helping us think about breaking through physical barriers. But of course, even though the curtain in the temple was a physical barrier, it was more than that. It was a barrier God put up to keep us safe. We sinful human beings cannot enter his presence. So just running really fast at the curtain wouldn't be enough to break it. We needed something more. And that's what Jesus' death does. Let's keep reading from the garden, the curtain, and the cross now. Then one day, God's Son came to live in this world as a person. He was called Jesus. Jesus always did what God said. Jesus never sinned. And Jesus visited the temple where the keep out curtain hung. Jesus knew that things were sometimes bad and sometimes sad. Jesus said that God had sent him to open the way back to God's wonderful place, where nothing would be bad and no one sad. But people didn't want to let God be in charge. So they decided to put Jesus to death on the cross. It was the most bad thing that had ever happened. It was the most sad day of all time. But Jesus had a plan. He had always planned to die on the cross. What a strange plan. Why would God's Son plan to die? On the cross, Jesus took our sin. All the bad things we do and all the sad things they cause, Jesus took them all from us. And when he did, something amazing, astonishing, astounding happened. The curtain tore. God had ripped up the keep out sign. God's wonderful place is open again. Because Jesus died, we can go in. And that's why the curtain tore. Jesus' death, paying for our sins, is what breaks the barrier. And to help us to remember that Jesus has broken the barrier between God and humans so that we can come to God, if you've got something to hand that you could tear, now would be a great time to get hold of it. So let's stop this so we can see lots of people. We might see lots of people in galleries. Some people, I think, have got things that are tough to share. Anyone got something that's going to be really tough to share? Anyone want to sort of wave something that's really tough to share? I've gone for the wussy kitchen towel option, so this should be a bit easier for me. But what we're going to What's that, sorry? People have got tough things to tear. So to help us to remember, we're going to tear something. And as we tear it, we're going to say, Jesus' death brings us to God. So we hold up our thing that we're going to tear, and we say, first of all, we're going to say together, our sin separates us from God. Can we say that together? Our sin separates us from God. And then in a moment, when we tear it, we're going to say, Jesus' death brings us to God. So ready? Ready to tear? Jesus' death brings us to God. Tore the curtain so that we could go through. Brilliant. I hope you had fun tearing that. Did anyone get stuck? Anyone get stuck? No, I think we managed it. So if we trust Jesus, we can come into God's presence and stand before the throne. Oh, Daniel's doing it again. Brilliant. If we trust Jesus, we can come into God's presence and stand before his throne. And our next song expresses that confidence, that a sinless Savior died so that my sinful soul is counted free and can go through the curtain into God's wonderful presence. So over to our musicians again.